was young, I used to dream of being rich. Having a lot of houses and cars, couldn't know which one was which. And finding me a chicken getting hitched. Living the fairy tale life, perfect without a glitch. You think that this will bring me happiness? If at the end of every rainbow, it was a treasure chest.
Hey, what's everyone? Hey, everyone. This is Keeping It Real Podcast. I am one of your hosts, David King, and I have two other hosts with me, Lawrence and Phoebes.
What up, what up?
Hey, good to be here.
Hey, so this is our first podcast episode. And so we're just going to, you know, like kind of do a little intro, background information about us and like why, I don't know, why we chose to do this podcast. So, Lawrence, you can start.
Hey, what's up, guys? This is Lawless Lawrence on the MIC, keeping it real, son. So you want to know who I am? I'm a certified recovery peer advocate here at the Youth Clubhouse in Mountaintop Cares Coalition. I'm serving Greene County. And we just all got together a few months back and talked about doing this podcast to address some real live issues that people are having on a day-to-day basis. And, you know, we can all talk it out and work it out together and maybe come to some kind of truth or, you know, whatever.
Nice. That's what's up. Keeping it real.
Yeah. No filters here.
Facts. None. Phoebes, do you want to go next? Are you all set?
Yeah. Hey, y'all. This is Phoebes.
Yo.
It's good to be with everybody. Hanging out on a new podcast where we are going to keep it real because, I don't know, there's so much going on in the world. There's a lot of, like, clutter. There's a lot of noise. And we just want to, like, cut through the BS and get to the heart of things. Because if we don't get to the heart of things, nothing really gets better. But, yeah, I work at the Clubhouse with Lawless Lawrence and David. and try to use arts and media and workshops and programming to help sort of, like, activate people's brilliance and get people's ideas out there. So here we are bringing you a podcast that I'm sure will be brilliant.
Obviously.
How we do. But it's going to be especially brilliant because it's not going to just be us.
Right.
We're also excited to have this podcast be a forum where other people get to keep it real with us, which will be the real magic. So that's me. I'm glad to be here with y'all.
Sweet. All right. So my turn. Again, my name is David King. I am a person in recovery. I am a certified recovery peer advocate here at the Youth Clubhouses. The reason why I want to do this, I feel like it's just important. I feel like nobody really has like real conversations anymore. It's all very much superficial, or like nobody's willing to talk about like the real things that are kind of like going on in their lives and for them. Everybody's so afraid to talk about those things, but I feel like those are the things that connect us. And so, like, you know, like, that's what I'm hoping, you know, this podcast will do, will help, like, us all connect and realize that, you know, like, even though, like, it may seem like we're alone, we're really not. And we all have, like, shared struggles, you know.
Because I feel at times people are very superficial just to keep it moving, you know, like, oh, how's everything going? Fine, good.
Right. Literally.
I mean, the fact that it's normal in society to ask people, like, how are you doing? Just, like, as a casual, like, hello, with no expectation of any small talk beyond, like, it's just, like, exactly, like, just speaks to it, right? It's, like, anytime somebody asks me, how are you doing, I have that moment where I'm, like, real answer or the I gotta keep moving answer.
Right.
And, like, 99% of the time, it's the keep it moving answer. Yeah. Just, like, I'm fine.
Yo, that's
I'm not. Am I
right.
fine? I don't know.
Well, if you're in New York City, how you doing isn't even a question.
Right.
Because nobody cares.
Yo, that's true. That's so true. You know, I'm honestly guilty. I have to say, you know, I'm guilty of that as well. Like, sometimes, you know, like, that just, like you said, you know, like, it's become normal. Like, sometimes whenever, like, I'm on the go, like, yeah, I'm asking how are you doing, like, to everyone that I pass. But I don't really... Not that I don't care, but I'm just not ready for, you know, a real answer. And so, you know, like, so I'm definitely guilty of that. And like, you know, like, I was just talking to my therapist. Yes, I'm in therapy. And like, the first thing that he always asks is just like, how are you doing? And I'm just like,
keeping it real.
Right. I'm just like, are you really ready for this answer? Because like, I'm fine, but I'm not really. But like, you know, and I don't know, we're not going to get into the details of everything, but you know, like, I think like, especially like, you know, in like my job and like the people that I work with, a lot of them, you know, see me as like somebody that has like everything together. And I'm just like, no, I'm not. like I'm struggling right now. And it's, you know, like, it's okay. Like, I'm not like dying. I'm not suicidal, but like, I'm definitely like struggling certain areas of my life.
I saw a t-shirt the other day that in white letter, it's a black t-shirt and it says, I'm okay in big white letters. But then next to the okay, it spells out broken in like sort of grayish like letters where you can barely see them.
Yo. So,
like the first thing you see is I'm okay.
Right.
Then you look at it again, you're like, I'm broken.
Yo.
I'm like, I need that shirt.
Right, literally. I could wear that someday.
Most honest. Yes.
Yeah.
I guess the reality is like both of those things always are true in some ways. It's like we're all carrying a wound around and we're all okay. Like we're still walking.
Right.
Like we're still doing our grocery shopping, you know? Right. And I guess that's why it can become easy to just not even bring it up, because it's so normal in some ways to expect people to be kind of broken and struggling. But what are we going to do all living in our little bubbles of keeping it to ourselves? So it's like, can we create spaces that we can actually like slow down enough and answer the question, which I think is, I hope what this podcast can be. It's like a space where we ask the question, but we actually take the time to answer it.
Right. Exactly. Yeah, no, I think that'd be great. There was this, hold on, I wish I could find it. You know, like what it means to like, to hold space. Do you remember I sent that? That whole like text message.
Yeah, I've been saving everything you.
Yeah, it's like they're so good.
Oh yeah, and I asked you if you're holding space for our friend.
Yeah, hold on, I'm gonna look for that.
Yeah, and while David is looking that up for everybody who's listening, tuning in, I'm excited to be sharing these little bits of wisdom that help us keep it real on our Instagram, which is at C2 Clubhouse. So extra media for all you listeners out there who want more than a podcast. Follow us on at C2 Clubhouse for keeping it real. Just like bits of wisdom, things that help you keep it real. Check in with yourself. David is always finding the most insightful prompts to get you to be a little bit more honest with yourself, which we could all use.
Facts. I have it right here. All right. So like,
there we go.
What does it mean to hold space for someone? It means that we are willing to walk alongside another person in whatever journey they're on without judging them, making them feel inadequate, trying to fix them, or trying to impact the outcome. When we hold space for other people, we open our hearts, offer unconditional support, and let go of judgment and control. That's amazing. Like, that's what I want to do. You know, like, I want to hold space for everyone.
Here for it.
Judgment and control. Those are hard ones, for sure.
Facts.
Yeah. We do want to, I don't know. It's kind of human nature to judge, to, like, assess your safety and to see if somebody is an ally that you can trust, but also having that fine line of like not going too far with the judgment, you know,
right,
the preliminary judgment, and then moving on from it.
Right. Yeah. I have to like act.
That's really...
Sorry.
Oh, go ahead.
Oh no, you can go.
I don't know what Lawrence is saying. Just really struck me of like part of what it means to hold, you got to know yourself well and be in a good place to hold space for other people well, because if the definition of holding space well for someone is to not judge. Right. But to Lawrence's point, at some point you got to turn off, if you're too close to something, your judgment matters because you may not be safe around it. And I think if we're trying to hold space for someone who's in like having a hard time, it starts with you kind of knowing your own boundaries in some ways of like, how can you show up to a relationship to hold space for somebody where you can keep yourself safe so you can show up in a non-judgmental way to that other person. I think a lot of people are caught in that trap of like they need both things turned on and they conflict with each other, you know?
Yeah, definitely.
Right. It's kind of like when you're in recovery, they're like, stick with the winners. Well, how do I determine who the winner is, you know?
That's so shady.
Yeah, problematic.
That's so shady. I can't stick with the winners. I always hated that. I get it, but like, that's so shady. So like, just let the people that are struggling just fail and die. Great. I mean, that's a bit dramatic, but that's actually kind of like what happens, you know?
No, but at a certain point too, you have to decide, like, is this person going to be helpful for me, and can I be helpful to them moving forward, or is the relationship going to be one-sided and potentially more detrimental to me?
Yeah.
You know?
Facts. Yeah. That's so true. It's such a hard balance, you know? Fine line.
So how often are we going to do this podcast?
So it's going to be every other week. So every other Tuesday at 1:30. And it's going to range from, you know, 30 minutes to 45 minutes to an hour. We'll say 45 minutes to an hour. Today, you know, might be a little shorter. Just going to, like, like I said, a little intro. And just a little talking here. The structure of it is really going to, you know, like, it's going to be, it's going to vary. Because some weeks, you know, some episodes we may have, like, a guest. But a lot of it is just, you know, going to be talking, you know, maybe about current events or about what we want to talk about, what's going on in the world, what's going on with ourselves, and also whatever, you know, the audience, you know, our audience wants to hear and what they want to talk about. You definitely will take suggestions if there's anything that you want to, you know, hear or talk about. Get in touch. Wait, how do they get in touch, Phoebs? Probably should have figured that out. Wait.
I was thinking about that. There is, you could use the email that we've used for other podcasts. We could make our own email. But just ourtownourtruth@gmail.com. So that's what we use for anybody who wants to give input or insight onto our radio show and our other podcast. You can hit us up, ourtownourtruth@gmail.com. But yeah, I think, and like I mentioned, also social media at C2 Clubhouse. You can hit us up, DM us on C2 Clubhouse. That's a great way to follow us. We'll have other stuff there. Boom. So that's what I got right now.
Yeah.
Cool.
I don't know. Is there anything else? Anything that we want to, I mean, we still have, you know, we have some time here if you want to talk, or we could just, you know, that could be it. Just, you know, short and sweet. We are just getting things going. Hold on. Maybe we'll choose one topic off the top.
Can we do a topic generator?
Yes, I am.
Can we do a topic generator? We need a theme song for topic generator.
Like, yes.
There we go.
Wait, hold on. That one's... Let's see.
It's the almost random topic generator.
Right. It's like, I'm like, wait, David, I hit it like 15 times. All right. So this, hold on.
David's collecting it.
A little bit of God.
He's like, nope, I don't like that one. Nope, I don't like that one.
No, that one's not good.
That one's not random enough.
Right. Here we go. If you had to give yourself a new name, what name would you pick? That's kind of like tough.
I can go on this one because I've been working on giving myself a new name, which is like a process. Yeah, keeping it real. Nice. Keeping it real. I'm trans, which comes with a name journey and has been like a long, complicated journey. So like Phoebs is home base for me because it feels gender neutral and because people know me as Phoebs. And I've been like, I want a name that feels like more solid and like, so... Mm-hmm. Titan has been the name that I've been working. Which I'm like, can I really call myself though? Can I call myself that though?
Yes, please do. That's amazing. Wish I had thought of that. Yo.
Appreciate the affirmation. Okay. Because in mythology, actually, Phoebe was a Titan. There's like a whole connection there. And one of the moons in Mars is called Phoebus, like after that Titan. So it's like they're a moon Titan. I'm like, well, that. So there's like a link. I get to like keep a link, but like step into a whole nother version of association and power with it, which just feels awesome.
Right.
So that's where I'm at with name change.
Huh. I like that. Actually, one of these days, can you, would you be like willing to talk about the name journey and everything that kind of goes on? I'm just like very curious and like want to know more. Would you be willing to?
Totally.
One of these? Awesome.
I'm down to keep it real about name change.
I would love that.
It's a good topic for another show.
Yeah, absolutely. So, what's your new name, Lawrence?
Well, I'm always going to be Lawless Lawrence. Sometimes Luscious Lawrence.
I can't.
I don't know. Lazy Lawrence. I don't know.
Late. No. Oh, shade.
I never had any considerations to really change my name or dislike my name. I don't know. It was kind of weird growing up because Lawrence isn't a name that you hear normally. So I think kind of people were like, oh, that's unusual. Well, I'm kind of unusual, though, so fits me perfectly.
Do people ever try to call you Larry and does it upset you?
Yes, absolutely. Oh. I hate it. Because I feel like the name Lawrence has like some level of sophistication and maturity. And when you say Larry, it's like
Larry.
Listen, I'm from the woods, but like, I'm not like that,
people?
You know?
But you're
we're
going to
offend all the
it.
Larrys that listen. Oh,
poor
no.
Well, they probably like it.
True. They're like, Lawrence is a silly name. Everyone knows Larry's the more sophisticated name. It's fine. Everything is relative in this world.
You're right.
I used to work with a guy named Clarence, and he didn't like his name, so he called himself Butch. I'm like, how do you get Butch from Clarence?
Right.
I don't
how
know,
that
really. But
just, whoa. Okay. But I guess, you know what, I'm going to
But
think,
I like it, so I'm right. I'm happy with it.
Nice. I sometimes think of, like, switching my first and my middle name, so my full name is David Alexander King. And, like, okay, so, like, when I was younger, I asked my mom, like, how she came up with my name. And, like, David from the Bible and Alexander the Great. And, like, my last name just happens to be King, right? So it's just, like, I feel like kind of, like, royalty. But, like, mm-hmm. So I'm just, mm-hmm. like, I should just, like, you know, be, like, Alexander King, you know? King Alexander. You know how they, like, switch it, you know, last name first?
Yep.
You know, so yep. That's the farthest that I've gotten as far as, like, thinking of another name. I don't know.
King Alexander.
Right. Exactly. Right.
Implement it.
I'm okay with it, you know? Yeah. Hold on. All right. So we went through that. Hold on. We're going to do another. We still have time. Stop. Sorry. I'm just.
Skip. Skip. Skip.
No, that's a bit too much. Oh, my God. If you could eat one thing for the rest of your life, what would it be?
Now, keep it PG, David.
No. I actually can't with that. I don't participate in that. I'm not a fan of it at all. I don't know. What would it? I don't know. Actually, those Stroop waffles.
Stroop waffles.
Yo.
I'm dead. Are you going to? But wait, do you get tea with it so you can make a melt?
No, I just put them in the microwave because I don't have time.
Okay, all right.
You know what? I tried putting it on top of the coffee one time, and it didn't do it for me. And I was just like, you know what? We're just going to go ahead and put it in the microwave, and it comes out the same.
Yeah. Respect.
I was just
okay,
introduced
great.
To that.
I just wanted to make sure that you'd get the full effect.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. They're amazing.
How long do you think you could survive on Stroop waffles?
I mean...
It's just all sugar and carbs.
Probably not very long. I mean, like, maybe. Might rot my teeth out. You know, high blood sugar. You know. Yeah. Probably not too long. Maybe a year or two. I tell you, you know, a year or two.
How long do you want to survive only being able to eat one thing anyway? So
that's true.
Might as well go out on Stroop waffles.
Right.
You know, you could pick spinach and make it 5 years, but then you have to live for 5 years only eating spinach. You know, trade-offs.
No. Oh,
sounds
no.
awful.
Right. I couldn't do that. No, I mean, like, unless you're able to season it, you know, season it with different seasons, which I guess, like, but yeah, that works. What about you?
We got gumbo shrimp.
Yo,
we got salty spinach, regular spinach, spinach with pepper.
Yo, crispy spinach. Yo,
fried spinach.
Yes,
stewed spinach.
Yo, see, actually. You could survive on spinach for a while because there's, as we're finding out, there's a lot to it. You know, garlic, you know, garlic parm, spinach.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Ooh.
That's good. I do love spinach, actually. I love spinach and kale. Like, love yeah. it. It's so good. Yeah.
Yeah. I don't want to have a default answer, but I feel like pizza is the default answer. Ooh. Just because, like, if I think of one thing that I've eaten in my whole entire life and never got tired of, that would probably be it.
Mm-mm. Yeah.
That's real.
Yeah.
It's kind of well-rounded, too. Right. We've had tomato cheese. Supreme pizza. Supreme pizza is a well-rounded meal.
Yeah, actually, you know, vegetables, you know, dairy. Uh-huh.
It kind of is really bad to eat all the time, though.
But is it, though?
Everything is. Literally, everything in moderation, right? Like, nothing is good for you all the time, I'm pretty sure.
Well, if that's the only thing you could eat, there would be no moderation.
Exactly. Yeah. We're screwed no matter what. Right. I did think pizza for a second because it's true. It's just like it doesn't stop being good as much as I eat it. Chicken wings with blue cheese is my favorite food, but like I can't. I would be sick of that in like a week for sure if I ate it every day, every meal. It doesn't matter how much I like it. Ooh. Part of me would be like, I feel like I could. Like a good chili, like a really good chili
Ooh.
Done right, maybe would be a choice. Cause that it's like it gives you everything you need, and like it is pretty delicious.
That's true, huh? Yeah, I like that. That's a good one. Chili, that's smart. See, that's smart. I think I'm gonna amend mine from the waffles to pasta. Cause I
here's the thing: if all three of us hung out together, we each got one meal. Right. Bring it together, then you have the dessert.
Right.
Got the hearty meal. Lawrence has got like the snack food. Like we're right. good to go.
Yeah. I think that works. Cause then
you just have to have good teammates. gotta hack the game.
Facts.
Teamwork makes the dream work.
Exactly.
Oh my goodness! All right, so we have another one. Yeah. Time. All right, so maybe this will be our last one. All right, if you could have one superpower, what would it be? You go first. One of you two.
I don't know. I felt like for most of my life it would have been X-ray vision.
X-ray.
There's just that always that curiosity of like wanting to know. Not in a creepy way, but I mean, like...
No way.
Like, that's the first, I was just like, excuse me, sir.
Like, there's always that... You always want the knowledge of, like, what's behind that door, what's around that corner, you know?
That's true, yeah. And then you kind of be, like, all-knowing.
Would you have the ability to turn it off when you want to, though? Because maybe you don't need to see what's going on in your neighbors.
You would have to be able to turn it off, you know?
No, okay, but you can't. Okay. No, but you can't. Your eyes are just built that way. That's the condition. So, would you like to revise your superpower? I think I would want to have telekinesis. I would want to be able to move things and my body with my mind. Because I would just be going everywhere. Like, I'd be flying, first of all. My car would be flying, absolutely, all over the world. I'd be walking on water, too. It'd be pretty great, I feel like. And then I could, like, save people, too. Like, you know, when things fall, I could, like, pick them up with my mind. Be, like, flexing a muscle.
Like, your superpower was telekinesis. I'm Jesus. And now I'm walking on water and saving right. people.
You see how it went there?
That was incredible. Yeah.
I think I want to change my answer to teleportation.
Yo! Yes! Family vacations? What? Everywhere.
I'd love to just, like...
COVID safe every time.
Yes.
I'd love to just, like, close my eyes and the next thing you know, like, be sitting on the top of the pyramids in Egypt or something, you know?
That would be amazing.
Just, yeah. like, hang out there and meditate for a few minutes and...
Just, like, go back to the house and, like, continue to sweep or whatever. That's
your lunch break. You just hop right out of there to Egypt. That'd be amazing. I would love that. Yeah. What about
you? Oh, that's
you?
So good. All right. The one that I've always wanted, which is like maybe not as exciting as it is practical, is just to be able to change the size of things. I've always wanted to imagine you're moving and you could just shrink everything in your room and then like put it in one box and then take it to your new place and pop, like it's big again. That just seems really, really useful to me. I could also steal large things. You could take houses. You could shrink a house somewhere that you
Literally.
see, that you want, and carry it to like the woods and pop it up for yourself. I just think it'd be really helpful.
That would be great. You could go into space and like go to another planet. You could shrink like an entire like continent, and then like they could fly you out to another planet, and you could just be like, boom, like we're here, right?
Proof.
We're here now.
If I die immediately because it's not
Oh,
conducive to
shoot.
that at all,
Yeah,
but
sorry. Yeah, that would be
we
a
could try
problem.
it
Right.
though.
We could.
But no, there's a lot of potential though. It's real.
There is, right.
It
There's a
would come
lot.
with great responsibility. You'd have to understand how like gravity works really well, probably, and not like destroy an entire planet by accidentally shrinking their sun. I'd be like, oh, sorry, I was just playing marbles in the sky.
Yo, you could shrink. Wait, that's perfect because like what if we had what if we had, like a comet coming towards, here or something like that, or you could like shrink like storms, like super storms that are coming. You could be like, boom,
Ooh.
like all of a sudden, like there's like a hurricane, and now it's just like, like a little rain, and like,
And I just put it in a bottle, tap on
right?
it, and hand it to somebody, and be like, have fun with this.
That sounds like you're
Yeah.
trying to play God, David Alexander King.
Hi, every time.
Yo, I mean,
He's like
like,
anything that's an inconvenience to my life is getting shrunk.
Right.
That definitely will end well, I'm sure, in all the stories. That's how
Right.
that is. Yeah. The other superpower, though, that I have always wanted is to be able to see from the perspective, or like not even just see, but like have the sensory experience of another creature. So, like, if I walked up on like a wildcat or even like a bird, like I could just, if I saw a woodpecker, I could just have in my head the experience of what they're experiencing, like what it feels like, what it looks like, what it sounds like, because I am like so curious what
That's
it's
like
like to be.
Professor X level, because Professor X, like he could take over your body. I think it, I
Right.
don't, I
I
feel
guess it is
like
like
if he
that.
could take over like humans, it definitely applies to like animals. Like he could
Probably.
probably. That's,
I
I
don't
would
want to
love
control
that.
them. I just want to empathize better.
Oh, that's true. Yeah, that is true. Yeah, but then like,
Anyway.
do you think that they would appreciate that
I don't know.
privacy?
Probably
I
not.
would want to know like what they think. I would, yeah, that's, I'd be curious, like what are you thinking? How do you communicate? What are you actually saying about us humans here? Like what do you actually really think about us? And like how can we help you? Maybe they need houses. Maybe we need to like actually like help them do things.
Stop cutting all their houses down.
Right,
They're called
right.
trees and they work really well.
Facts. Facts.
Gosh.
All right. Well, oh, look at that. We're almost at time. So, hold on. Yeah, that was great. So how do we end
It's a
this?
reminder, Tuesdays,
Yes.
to anybody who's listening or listens to this in the future, this is Keeping It Real Podcast. We'll be live. You can live stream, listen to us on WGXC.org or wavefarm.org. They take you to the same place. Listen now every Tuesday. No, every other Tuesday at 1:30 p.m. Eastern Time. And we will be sharing with you other places to find the archive. Follow us at C2 Clubhouse on Instagram and Facebook, mostly Instagram, to keep up to date on what we're doing. You can get other fun information. Yeah, I'm Titan or Thieves.
Yo.
Titan.
I'm Alexander, or King Alexander.
And I am Lawless Lawrence. Thank you, everybody, for joining us today. We hope to have some new and exciting stuff next time for you in 2 weeks. If you have any ideas for us, hit us up.
Yeah.
And above all else, keep it real.
Boom.
Struggle, keeping it real. To all my homies working on the 9 to 5 and doing right to keep themselves up out of trouble. Keeping it real. Although sometimes I know it seems impossible, there ain't no need in drowning in your sorrow. Keeping it real. If things are as bad as they can be, you could be sure there'll be a brighter tomorrow. All the harsh realities appears to come in twos and threes. Don't worry, cause there'll be a better day.
one thing I can promise you, just keep on keeping on. I swear to you, there's gonna be a brighter day.